I scream internally every second of every single day, and it's not ever going to stop. My son's shooting was unjustified. The deaths of both my family members were 100% avoidable. The death of my son has impacted every single family member and the lives of the limited people he chose to let in. When I talk of family, I don't mean just me and his siblings. It includes aunts, nieces, nephew, cousins, and cousins' kids. Andy was our family leader. That was purely his choice. He assured we had what we needed and was sure to take care of any issue we couldn't handle on our own. Even if he and a family member happened to not be speaking for some reason, and if Andy became aware, that family member took care of what needed to be taken care of. He and Lena both were the glue that kept this family together. My loss in particular of Andy, and also as a mother who had already lost one child, is totally inexplicable. The screaming is always about trying to understand why. My family members had to die when it was totally preventable. Andy could always be counted on to take care of anything the family needed. My health prevents me from doing quite a few things. If I asked him to do something, he got to it right away. Most of the time, I didn't even have to ask. He never complained what he did for anyone. He was loyal, understanding, loving, caring, and such a family-oriented person. I am not ashamed of my mental illness. Times when I wouldn't even get out of bed, he would come in as many times as it took to get me up and out of my room. He was my caretaker. There were two separate times I had ended up in the hospital for fainting. Both times I woke up to see him curled up in the chair next to my bed. I don't even know where to start on what the loss of my family members has done to my mental illness symptoms. There is not a single day that goes by I don't think of my son and granddaughter, all the while screaming inside they did not have to die. Changes and policies need to come about so this never happens to another family again. More training for WPD, a better system of communication between dispatch and those out in the field of the city. The city of Wichita and the city council members have a responsibility to make sure this never happens again to any family in this city. What, council, if this were your child and grandchild? Please, council members, do whatever is necessary to bring change so this never happens again. There is a void that is agonizing, intense, empty, so black, and there is absolutely nothing that can fill this void. There is not a single explanation I can give for you all to understand this void and what this has done to us. The eternal screaming is unbearable. I ask you to put yourselves in my place. What if this had happened to you? What do you think the effect would be on your family? Our lives have changed so significantly, there is not a single particle of our being that describes us that has not been changed, and there's no going back to our old selves. Mr. Johnson, I want to thank you for your early acknowledgement of my loss, and want to thank you for taking the time to attend and speak at my son's one-year vigil in below freezing temperature. You will never quite fathom my gratitude to you. Again, thank you. The very most important thing I have to say about any of this is the Lord has truly blessed me throughout this many times in this nightmare. If it weren't for my faith, I would not be here. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.